Welcome back to Pitchside in partnership with Super Six. Wow, but more on that later, because right now we're getting straight into things. Zach, welcome to the show. We've got some big news. He's finally gone.
The man has gone. He's been sacked.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Did he get sacked?
They left on mutual agreement.
His plan worked. It came together. He said, what did he say? He said, I'm going to get the sack. No, I can't do it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Pretty much, yeah. We should address that we are talking about Antonio Conte, not Superman.
I think the Reeves clip of him doing it is the greatest.
I sent him
impression.
Over. Yeah, he was like, wow, I could be on a beach drinking martinis. I'm going.
I genuinely think he watched your clip and was like, oh my God. That is a me.
Yeah. Do you reckon there are occasions in football where people accidentally come across our stuff on social
Definitely.
Media?
Definitely.
And then
1,000,000%.
Butterfly effect or snowball effect, whatever we use on the show, somehow influences future events.
You got Conte to finally leave.
Yeah.
I got Dan Burn to sign for Newcastle. Yeah. I also called Sean Dyche to Everton, which, where is the clip?
I feel like everyone called Sean Dyche to Everton.
No. I called it 7 months ago.
You got to let Theo have the small wins.
Yeah, you can have
seven
it.
7 months ago, I said Sean Dyche to Everton.
We are Waker.
What?
Just replacing your initials with W's.
Ah.
Yeah.
So,
what are your thoughts on the Conte getting sacked, Zach?
I mean, he was basically gagging for it by the end, wasn't he? I don't even know if he got sacked. Honestly, I reckon he was just like, let me leave.
I think he's sacked leaving.
If anything, like, let me rip up my own contract.
he goes in there. Mud wrestle between the two.
He went in there and David, no, what's the name?
Daniel Levy.
Was like, you're sacked. You can't fire me. Quit.
Okay, he goes, okay, brilliant. Well, I don't have to pay the rest of your money then. That's fine. Yeah. I reckon that's honestly what
happened. Does he get a payout or not?
If he left, no.
Yeah.
If he left, then no. If he got sacked, then yeah. But his contract was ending at the end of the season, so there wouldn't have been that much
there. He's going straight to the beach, couple dirty martinis.
Absolutely. He's back in Italy. He's
straight
going
to Juventus next year.
Wouldn't surprise me. Real Madrid also be knocking on the door possibly come the end of the season. Yeah,
well, they'll be looking for they would there. Obviously be competing with Spurs or Nagelsmann, wouldn't they? Because unfortunate for Mr. Nagelsmann, he basically got kicked out of his club and then replaced with immediate effect.
Well,
it feels like he's a little bit too young, maybe. He's 35 years old. And it's not me to be like, oh my God, he's a young
man. 3 years younger than Ronaldo.
So forth. But if you're going into a dressing room of like Bayern Munich with all of these like experienced heads and like Thomas Müller, and then Julian Nagelsmann is like asking you to kind of like track back and do things that maybe you weren't necessarily doing beforehand, you kind of look at him and maybe go like... Shouldn't I be telling you what to do here? How about you go pick up my boots?
Yeah.
I want to touch on Nagelsmann in a second because Levy obviously said in a statement about the old sacking, he said, we have 10 Premier League games remaining and we have a fight on our hands for the Champions League place. Conte got him to fourth. You know, you got to say well done to Conte. We all need to put together, everyone has to step up to ensure the highest possible finish for our club and our amazing loyal supporters. Is he like you've now? He's now got his assistant Stellini, Ryan Mason. Who fair play to Ryan Mason? Last time he took charge, he did all right. I swear.
He lost the Carabao Cup final.
But you got to step in.
I think he won three games, lost three games, something.
But
like
also
that.
The Carabao Cup final, he was destined to lose
against
anyway.
Man City,
Mourinho could have won. Yeah. But Ryan Mason, you know, he stepped up for his club and he did a job when was needed to be done.
Yeah.
He's really liked, supposedly, which makes sense. Interesting that like basically all of Conte's staff stayed apart from Conte's brother, who also went with him, which is probably understandable.
Yeah.
But like, which doesn't necessarily change too much in my books. Like I think obviously Conte is the manager, he does loads. But normally when someone leaves, their whole staff goes as well. Yeah, exactly. Half of them ended up at Chelsea. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens because obviously Stellini, when he was in charge, when Conte was ill, won like 90% of his games and whether he can maybe push them all over the top
could
four.
Could this be the tipping point for Spurs? Could they now turn their losing culture into fourth place?
But
get Champions League.
Conte was the person to do that, though.
But as Zach just said, Stellini seems to be the brains behind the look.
Maybe not quite my words. Maybe not quite my words, put it that way.
Is that technically correct? I mean, when Conte was...
I'm just asking a question.
I know. I'm just... we're just playing, you know, verbal tennis. Back and
devil's advocate.
Yeah, when Conte was in hospital, recovering, or whatever the period where he was out, is he still giving instructions at that point? Or is Stellini...
Can't imagine so.
Well, there you go. Then they struggled a little bit through that period, didn't they? So, he's just giving them intoxicated.
he sent another text through at 3 a.m., lads. Yeah. Somebody have a word. Get his phone off him.
Did he get gallstones out? Is that what it was?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Not pretty. To be honest, if I was having that, I wouldn't be thinking, how am I going to get Kane into the 10 slot to try and pass the ball through? I'd be like, Jesus, get
that. Yeah, yeah.
I personally feel like Spurs are destined for like a 10th place finish next season. I think Kane will go.
Yeah.
And then it's just the end of their whole, like, we're a big club kind of saga.
Yeah, that's the important.
Do you know, I'm not even being harsh. Like, great stadium.
I think Spurs, like, every time Spurs always have the one guy, like,
Bale.
Had Gareth Bale, sold him.
Jermaine Defoe.
Then there's a year or two of, like, mediocrity. Keane. Then they had Harry Kane.
Yeah.
And so I like to think maybe, well, as a Chelsea fan, couldn't care less. But as maybe like a football fan,
yeah.
They'd be able to like invest or find somebody to come
through. Like, who's going to come from their youth?
But it's tough because also to replicate Harry Kane is like...
It's impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of maybe find, okay, maybe you don't have one Harry Kane, but maybe you can get like several good players.
But they did try that with the Bale money, didn't they?
Yeah, and did awfully. Got on Soldado.
Yeah.
Who didn't score until like, I think he scored like two goals, yeah, not two too penalties, sure about that one.
Well, they
like
got Richarlison.
Is he a direct Harry Kane replacement? Should Harry leave?
Should they just go after Ivan Toney?
I think anybody should go after Ivan Toney. Any club really should be going after Ivan Toney.
Do you think it's a bit weird that, you know, when Conte basically just dissed all the players, said they were all just like, you lot are just rubbish and don't try.
Mm.
Do you think it's weird how, like, for example, Kulusevski said he's still happy to play for Conte and he respects Conte's comments?
But he was a Conte man before Conte.
Mm. But as in, like, the majority of the players have said, like, oh, yeah, we still like him.
But is that not just media? Like, I don't think many players are going to come out. Like, maybe after they've all retired and suddenly they'll talk about it to be like, yeah, I actually saw that. After Conte leaves. Because during the moment, you don't know what's happening. Like, say they come out and say, like, Conte, what is he doing? Yeah. I can't believe he's done this. And then next week, he's still manager.
Yeah.
You jeopardise your position in the team as well. Yeah. Yeah, you can't really come out and say those comments.
Okay, moving back to Nagelsmann then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was well weird he got sacked.
It is a bit weird because
they're tied on points at the top of the Bundesliga.
Last I remember, they're 1 point off of Dortmund at top.
1 point off.
1 point off Dortmund's
top. They're in the Champions League.
Yes. Conceded two goals in the entire Champions League run.
Like, they are really good. He's got a 71% win record at Bayern Munich. How can you get fired?
I think...
But their expectations and standards at that club are so elite.
Mm-hmm. But they're at the top of the Bundesliga. They're in the Champions League. What more can they do?
I just think...
20 points clear.
I think they've sacked him to acquire a tournament-winning manager to ensure that they win the Champions League this year.
But he's only won it once. I think one of the
he's an excellent tournament manager.
Oh, no, he's incredible.
And he obviously has previous Dortmund connection. So
love the man's a bit.
Yeah, so what they're doing then? That completely goes against your point.
Why?
You said they sacked him to get a tournament manager, but he's a good tournament manager.
Niggles won every Champions League game of the season, though.
I'm saying Tuchel's a good tournament. Tuchel's a better tournament manager.
Mm. I think
they've got a person that's won in that position before.
But so is Nagelsmann.
He's not won a...
He's won 8 of 8 this season in the Champions League.
No, but so I mean, he's not won an actual Champions League, has he?
Well, he's only 35. He's got time.
Yeah, but all I'm doing is just giving the point as to why they would sack him. Otherwise, it makes no sense.
I think a lot of it as well comes from like behind the scenes and stuff, where I think in his first season, he basically didn't play like the Bayern Munich way.
So it's a stylistic issue.
Yeah, because it's also different. Like, it makes sense because the whole time in Nagelsmann's career, like, he was like managing Hoffenheim and RB Leipzig, where like it's all about being the team and like everybody's contributing towards the team. And then he goes to Bayern Munich, where actually there's a lot of individuals and like you're dealing with players like Lewandowski and Thomas Müller, Manuel Neuer, so on and so forth. And I reckon maybe there's been a bit of like clashes at times where because it is actually something you need to learn of like how to manage personalities and how to manage
huge
big clubs.
Yeah. Being a manager.
Massive. And like PSG's an example of it. Chelsea, Manchester United. It's like something that Arteta's done so well, and obviously seeing the fruits of his labour now at the top of the Premier League. And when, as I mentioned earlier, like, I kind of made it as a joke, but I do think there is an element of like, he is just super young, like super, super young.
But if you're good at your job, that shouldn't be a prejudicial issue.
I completely agree. I completely agree. However, like, in football, there are old heads that kind of look at things. And it's like, if Thomas Müller, say, and I don't know this has happened, but say, for instance, he's fallen out of Thomas Müller, who's obviously a Bayern Munich legend and has big, big stakes in the club. And Thomas Müller's going like,
yeah,
he's, you know, maybe not quite working out here. And then you
bring in Oliver Kahn.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not sure.
And then when Thomas Tuchel's available, who's like obviously this a German manager and has like huge, huge experience, maybe they think, oh, okay, maybe we cut our losses
here.
Do you
think it actually is a case of like, even look at the Manuel Neuer thing, like being 35 and trying to tell these guys what to do, surely that must be a bit weird for the players as well, because they'll be used to the older managers and like someone, a figurehead above them, whereas he's sort of on their, he's on their par with them. Surely that, but then Arteta's done it at Arsenal.
But it just depends on the commitment, I guess.
Arsenal's a lot younger squad as well. Yeah,
and also the like Arsenal haven't been winning the Premier League every year.
Yeah,
for the past 10 years.
20 years.
Yeah, exactly. And so I feel for him because I think he's such an exciting manager and like his story's like so sick.
Yeah.
And especially for himself, he must be gutted. Like he's a Bayern Munich fan.
Yeah.
Like his whole thing was like being pitched as you're going to be the Bayern Munich manager and you're going to be here for.
I'm sure there's a day where he returns.
I'd like to think so. And maybe like Tottenham is that nice kind of like period of settling yourself, getting yourself back to it, where maybe expectations aren't
He
as
must
high.
Be in just a bit of shock right now. Do you reckon they must have been having chats. He must have seen
it. You can't see the rumour that apparently he found out through social media.
Yes.
Which is insane.
There's no way. There's no
insane. Apparently Fabrizio broke the news.
Yeah. Which is nuts. No way, though.
Yeah, you'd imagine not.
But you never know in football.
Can I just propose a conspiracy theory? Has he been sacked due to their Champions League draw and replaced
Man City?
Yeah, and the man they've brought in is a guy that has Pep's number a lot.
I mean, it'd be a big call.
Could you imagine?
It'd be a big call if that's the reason.
For one game.
It makes more sense than anything else, though.
No, but he's done it multiple times in the Premier League as well, hasn't he?
I think the last two he lost, but previously he had like beaten him.
Tuchel to win the Champions League and to be an older head for the other players in the team.
Yeah, but why has it come at this point? Why is it so coincidental that it's just before a time that they?
I guess it is in terms of like not to completely agree with you.
No, I'm not agreeing with it myself.
It's that point in the season where it's like where if you're going to make a decision, you do it now. Like, okay, you've got enough games to pull back the Bundesliga, and look, you're now facing Man City in the Champions League. You could also then face either Real Madrid or Chelsea.
Yeah.
If we face Bayern Munich and Thomas Tuchel, I'll cry. Into the semi-finals. And so they thought like, look, if we're going to call it, we've got to call it now. We're going to have against Bayern Munich. Obviously Thomas Tuchel, because that's the other thing as well. How much longer was Thomas Tuchel going to be available for? Exactly. I think that's been a lot from a lot of the communications. Yeah. It's been about how Thomas Tuchel's available now.
Yeah.
And say they waited another month and maybe he'd gone to Tottenham Hotspur, who were looking for a manager as well.
Do you think Spurs are kicking themselves a little bit that, do you think they would have preferred to get Tuchel and sack Conte earlier? Or do you think Nagelsmann?
I think a lot of Spurs fans don't like the idea of having Tuchel.
A third Chelsea manager in a row. That's what I've heard a lot.
Lot of Spurs fans are itching for Pochettino to return.
I think that's the favourite runner, right?
Is he the man for it? He left on relatively good terms.
He wants to go back, right?
He wants to go back. Yeah. There are talks about how like he's currently living in between Barcelona and London all the time. He talks about how much he loves London all the time. I think people forget how bad it was at the end. For Pochettino, like even when they got to the Champions League final, that season wasn't in the Premier League, wasn't that amazing? And then the season he got sacked, like it was really bad, really, really bad.
But they don't hate each other, there's still love there between the fans.
Yeah,
I think that's
just because of like what's happened. And my thing personally is, I don't know whether Pochettino's become a better manager since he's left.
No.
Like he went to PSG,
there's no evidence
failed to win the first league, and I think he won it eventually. But then like hasn't progressed. And he's also not been picked up by any other club for the past like year or so, which kind of like raises alarm bells for me.
But it'd be very Spurs to get a manager who's been out of a job for a year and no other club wants him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who has a good history with Spurs.
When there's a progressive young manager they could go for and, you know, follow in the footsteps of Arsenal. But, you know, Spurs will just go to Pochettino because what do they love doing? Losing.
Yeah.
It's a culture mentality. Yeah, mentality culture thing.
And what you think is Nagelsmann, I've changed my pronunciation there based off how people have been saying it around this table.
How have you said it?
Nagelsmann.
Nagelsmann. Yeah, I've always thought Nagelsmann.
Yeah, you're from Leicester though, aren't you?
Bath. Julian.
Is he a better manager than Pochettino?
Is he a better manager?
From the evidence that you've seen.
Look, maybe. Like,
I think he's better suited to the Premier League because if you look at what's doing good in the Premier League right now, Arsenal is a young, progressive manager building from youth upwards.
Yeah.
I think you need someone forward thinking.
Yeah.
What I will say of Pochettino, though, is when he was there, he dealt with a period where they didn't spend any money for like a year and a half. He dealt with like how Spurs have progressed since is actually maybe going to be more interesting for him because they are willing to spend money. They do have these young and exciting players.
Culture shock.
Whereas when he was there, he was like, because I remember the season when they got the Champions League final, he actually says in the press conference after the final or something around a couple of days afterwards where he goes like, look, we need to get money in now and rebuild and like build a team to try and progress. And it never happened. It didn't kind of happen under him. And actually, since he left, they have spent lots of money and brought in all these players. And so maybe it'd work out. I think the thing with Nagelsmann is like, he's an attacking, fun manager who was doing a formation that was like 3-1-6 Bayern Munich, which is insane.
But do you not think that's what Spurs need? Because they got a lot of attacking talent.
Yeah.
Defence, not so much so, but their attacking talent is really, really good. Do you think Kane will be more likely to sign a new contract under Poch or Nagelsmann?
God, you know what? If I'm Kane and like...
Go United.
Exactly. Yeah. Honestly, exactly.
He owes nothing to the club. I know obviously he's been there.
I don't think Spurs fans would begrudge him either.
No, they don't. At this point, they're like, Harry, we understand.
Yeah.
Like, we've kept you for so long. Like,
it's like a prisoner.
You don't have to suffer Stockholm Syndrome anymore,
He's got the goal record now. Like,
he has to go.
I just think if United, it's only United as well. Like, because City aren't going to go buy him, obviously, with he's not going to move to another London club.
No.
And who else is going to afford about 100 million?
Seems when he goes to Arsenal.
And so. And so.
Or Bayern under Tuchel.
To be honest, or it's away and it's Bayern Munich.
Yeah. But he wants the Premier League goals.
The all-time record. So it feels like United is probably the destination. I mean, who would he rather stay for? Maybe Poch, just because he kind of knows him and gets on
Surely
with him.
Surely Harry Kane deserves to win something. Like, I feel like he does.
Even if he doesn't, it doesn't detract of how brilliant a player he is. The only problem I have with if he doesn't win big trophies or, you know, trophies that will be remembered down the years, people will
question him,
forget how good of a player he was. Because that's how
Shearer.
That's how, yeah, exactly.
But
that's
Shearer
how
did people, win the Premier League.
Yeah.
With Blackburn, right?
Early on.
But historically, people look back and go, oh, he won a lot. He was obviously very good. Like, when we look back and we say, oh, you know, the likes of Puskas and Di Stefano and players like that, the only reason you know of names like that is because of
what they won.
And exactly.
And the big moments as well. Yeah. Like, I think it was like, I always mention, it's like when Didier Drogba was brought up. Like, Didier Drogba actually didn't score an insane amount of goals each season. But my God, like, in terms of a big moment player,
Champions League final.
I don't know who else.
That's the thing. People remember moments.
Exactly.
Right? So if you don't have those on the big stage, you're never going
to
be brought
up. And Curry, like, miss isn't to slate Kane because I think he's one of the best strikers we've ever seen. But like, What's his big moment in terms of like the Champions League final didn't turn up.
The Euros final,
like nothing really happened. World Cup semi-final, should have passed. like they're saying, like but that's really the moments, and like that's like say in 20 years' time, you're not going to go Harry Kane's hat trick against Norwich. You should have been there. Like that's not what you're going to say.
I saw a tweet the other day, and it was like out of all the it's so high. I don't agree with it, but like the England goal, for example, was like. He only scored 4 goals against big sides. And if you take away the 18 penalties and the rest of the goals scored against like San Marino and stuff.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, that's actually so peak to say because he's now England's all-time top goal scorer. But actually, it's sort of like a story of his career where he is a goal machine, but he doesn't have them big moments that make the big players.
I think you only get those big moments.
Golden boot. Right, let's not take away too.
Yeah, he did. Mm. He did indeed. And you only get
but
these
do you
big
know
moments.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know
I get
what
you mean.
Yeah.
But you only get those big moments like occasionally yeah. in a career for international stage.
But
like,
if you're at a bigger club, you get them
absolutely.
More
no, yeah, yeah, you get them yeah. frequently.
No, you do. You do. I think honestly, this summer will be really interesting because also it's like say they do go get Nagelsmann, right? It's how you pitch. That's the thing they've got to figure out as well. Like, is how you pitching to these managers? Are you pitching that Harry Kane's going to stay?
Yeah.
Because imagine I'm going to join. Thing, and
like Levy attracting Pochettino and being like, mate, I'm going to keep Kane. Play, do whatever yeah, you yeah, want. Yeah, like, yeah. Build the club around you.
One
and then
in.
Kane leaves and he's like, what? Well, I've
but also
got
at the same time, vice versa. If you look at Kane, yes. I bet they've gone, yeah. we're bringing in Mourinho.
Exactly.
We're bringing in Poch. Yeah. We're bringing in Conte. You have to stay. Yeah. You're going nowhere. Like the club's gone nowhere in the last like 5 years.
It ultimately depends what Kane wants himself, right?
100%. 100%.
You have to give it. He deserves a Premier League trophy.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely
agree. The thing is, he might not even get that. Like, if he goes to United.
Who's the best Premier League midfielder of all time? In your eyes?
In my eyes?
Yeah.
Best Premier League midfielder of all time?
Yeah.
Well, how can you throw that on me?
No, because I know your answer.
Steven Gerrard.
Exactly.
Think never won a Premier League. Yeah. But the moments, Champions Leagues,
yeah.
like numerous also, domestic cups.
Also, there's
like,
only two players in English history that you'd scream when you're taking a long range shot. You go, Gerrard!
I mean, that's a moment in itself, right?
It's like, true, though. Yeah. It's actually, I'm not even joking. Like that resonates with yeah. millions of children around
it
the
does.
World.
It does. And that's the thing that, like.
You don't scream, Kane!
Do you reckon people do? At this point? New generation of
no.
incoming footballers?
They go, Saka!
Harry Kane!
Jacob Murphy!
unless like, their opposition's just been sent off.
Jacob Murphy, man.
God. That's the sad thing as well. Kane could go to United and still not win a Premier League. Like, but he has a better chance of winning
better chance, 100% better
or
chance.
Or a League Cup or so yeah, yeah. and so forth.
I think
it'd take anything.
Yeah. I think he's the kind of player that if yeah. he does go to United, there isn't like a serious possibility that they just do win.
Oh, mate, know. They become even more scary.
Yeah. But then he got to contend with scary. Arsenal, and that's not an easy thing to do right now.
Not easy. City.
Speaking of the title race, everyone said, oh, Liverpool are back. They beat United 20-0. No.
It might as well have been. It makes no difference to yep. position in the league, does it?
But also, no. Lost to Bournemouth
yep.
out of the Champions League to Real Madrid, which was inevitable after the first leg. Are they back? Are they getting top four? They just had a freak result.
They're definitely better.
They've got more players back from injury.
Yeah, they're getting there. Like, I don't think they're back. I think the United. It was a bigger United story than it should have been a Liverpool story. Mm. Like, of course, winning 7-0 is incredible and it was amazing. But also, like, was it a 7-0 game realistically?
No.
In terms of the first half, like, United could have gone in 1-0 up.
Yeah.
But I think this is the thing with football. Football is such, like, I've never seen anything like it where one weekend you're the hottest thing. And,
yeah.
Like, you're the next, you're going
to
win everything.
To Bournemouth.
And then exactly. It's so, it flip flops all the time. Right. And like, Twitter will be on you one day and then the next they're loving you. And like, I think with Liverpool, I think most Liverpool fans know where they're at. They're at a position where, you know what, if they do get top four,
we'll take
that's
it.
Incredible. Otherwise, they're kind of
but
maybe
is this actually, if open. The more deep it, like if Liverpool aren't in the Champions League, that is a serious problem for them because they can't attract players. They are Mr. Champions League in England.
Yeah,
but that's actually a huge... Surely there has to be questions. Like Liverpool get the Champions League. That's what they do. They are the Champions
yeah.
League. But if they don't get it, surely you have to look at Klopp.
But I don't know whether Champions League football actually matters as much anymore about like a player. Like if you're a guy that's... If you're like getting into your 30s or whatever and you've never played in the Champions League, maybe.
Mm.
But like I think you guys, for instance, in the summer, Arsenal attracted some really good players.
Like young players.
From like if without you're, Champions League football.
For example, Bellingham.
Yeah.
If Liverpool aren't in Champions League, he's not going there.
I don't think they're going to get him anyway because he's going to cost too much.
But you say but they can instance, afford him.
See, I'd be different because I'd say, actually, you can go, okay, we're not in the Champions League this one, but next season we will be because yeah. you'll be here and we'll yeah. be in
another time to wait now.
Like,
football's all about the now. There is.
I think if you're Bellingham and you're 19, it's slightly different.
I don't necessarily think that's true. Arsenal
yeah, but for Liverpool
acquired players with... You know, future-proofing in mind.
Especially if you're playing in the Premier League. If you're, say, but if Bellingham, you were like Napoli.
Yeah, for sure. For a superstar
for
like Jude Bellingham, yeah.
Bellingham but is like, 19, yes, but
he
is...
But attracting Fabio Vieira away from Sporting, who are a Champions League team, to a club that isn't.
Yeah, but also, even that's different, though, because no disrespect to Sporting, Arsenal are Arsenal. Even if they weren't in the Champions but League, they're in the Europa, and they were building something.
But Jesus, Gabby Jesus, yeah, Zinchenko, yeah. went from Man City winning the Premier League all the time, like... as much as you guys have been incredible, I don't think Gabby Jesus and Zinchenko thought they were going to win the Premier League or be where they are with Arsenal, definitely. Right? Not, don't mean that disrespectfully. Yeah, exactly. They saw the project, but that's what I mean, is that like you could go to Bellingham.
But Bellingham had the option project. To go to Real Madrid.
Yeah, this is the, of this course, is the difference.
It's either is Bellingham wants to either go to Real Madrid and be part of a bigger puzzle there, or Mr. Liverpool when they sign him. Like, he's the guy to rebuild that club.
Like, I don't think the Champions League is the thing that's going to be like, oh, that's what's going to make it. But in terms of like, yeah, it's Real Madrid or Man City or whoever.
It's like when you get, you know, like a career mode transaction and then they say, what kind of level of player are you going to have? And it's like crucial first team player, the main man, or just a squad player. At Real Madrid, yes, he would be a huge part of an incredible club. But if you went to like a, you know, a Liverpool or a Manchester City in the Premier League, not only is he coming home to the... arguably, in his mind, the greatest league in the world. Mm. But he's part of a... he is the main part of a club going forward. Do you know what I mean? There's and you can see in the way that he plays for England as well, he likes being
the
centre of attention.
Mate, his shot against Italy...
Yeah.
To say, it's a really good save. Imagine that goes in.
I didn't realise how big he is.
Very broad shoulders.
Until you see him live, it's ridiculous at being 19 years old and he's just that huge. He's got everything. Like, he could be England's best ever midfielder one day.
100%. 100%.
The way he's playing at the moment, like, it's frightening. Because then the idea of him then coming to a better team and playing and doing that in the Premier League week in, week out is scary.
It's so weird that, you know, so how scary. England usually are like, you hype these players up and they'll, he's classic England, oh, they'll get too much and they'll fade off and stuff. We forget Bellingham is 19.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing a classic England, but there's something different about him, that his level of maturity, same with Saka, 21.
Yeah.
These guys,
they're future captains already. Like, you can see
it's crazy how good they are.
The England team that is getting made at the moment, or that like is being produced, is something that is, I think, other countries are legitimately scared of. And like, when they're also applying their trade at this young age at the top of the league for Arsenal and for City, like in Foden and whatever club, Liverpool, whatever Manchester
Rashford.
United. Yeah, Rashford, who's considered older, like 25 now.
Yeah.
He's one of the more experienced heads. Like, the squad that England are developing into, which is why... I've said this, I'm almost certain I'll see England win something in my lifetime. And I wouldn't have, fingers crossed, touchwood. But I wouldn't have believed that maybe 10 years ago. But now you've seen like the talent and the production level that's coming through.
But it's no coincidence that this is happening. If you look at the project that was set out 10, 15 years ago by England, by the FA, like,
definitely.
And especially with the fact that we're under 17 World Cup winners, like, a lot of those players are in this squad.
I think it's been helped as well that... now in the Premier League, we're more willing to give youngsters a go. And also, youngsters are taking careers into their own hands. Like, if they're not getting minutes, they'll go abroad, where they never used to do that. Look at Sancho. Look, obviously, maybe not quite worked out.
Just Tomori. Yet,
but Tomori, Bellingham at Dortmund. There's several kids.
Even Reece Nelson went abroad.
Yeah, exactly. Reece Nelson, Madueke.
Hey.
Reece Nelson went abroad.
No, like, Madueke.
Yeah, he was at PSV as well. Like, they're taking him in. They don't mind the idea of, like, whereas, again, 10 years ago, that was crazy to have thought, which is also developing them and then like getting them back later on. I think it's going to be, we will see something one.
Is that because players now at a young age, have the foresight to know that if they go abroad, there's still an entire chance that they can play for the club that they've always dreamed to at some point?
Yeah, I think just the idea of going and playing abroad now is more accepted.
Yeah.
It was like back in the day, I think like if it was used to be the idea, if you went and played abroad, like, and you weren't, say, Michael Owen, already the best when you went, then you'd be forgotten about and you wouldn't get that chance to come back. So I do think a lot of that is, and also I think there's now an appreciation of other leagues where it's like, actually going and playing in the Bundesliga is really, really good. And going and playing in La Liga or Serie A, whatever it might be, Ligue 1, is a really good thing, and you can learn. And it's like the idea of, do I want to play academy football till I'm 21, or do I at 18, 17 want to go play in Ligue 1, going against Lionel Messi and PSG? Yeah. Like, that's something that is actually a possibility now.
Exactly.
Arsenal got Leeds when they come back. They're going to come back firing, aren't they?
Who?
Arsenal. I think the break won't affect them.
I'd hope so.
But then they've also got Liverpool.
Yeah, we've got
and
Liverpool.
City in the next like five games.
Yeah.
Big games. Big.
Is it make
games.
Or break games?
I
Because there is a big gap still.
I personally think you've done it. Not to make you guys feel nervous
Manchester
at all.
Manchester City do exist.
No, I know they do. I think the game against City will be the true decider. If you guys
can
win
you say that,
because
last time people said that,
but even
and then we've recovered to a position where we're now 8 points clear again. Obviously they have
in hand
to play, but
yeah. But I think you guys like. I think even if you lose to City, you'll win the league.
I thought you meant as in like that's
no, but I think that'll be like I feel like you guys as Arsenal fans, if you beat City, like 50% of you then go, cool, we've done it.
Yeah. Do you think if Arsenal lose to City, do you think it's more of a case of Arsenal won't drop points going forward or City will drop points going forward?
I think City will drop points.
Yeah.
Like this sounds crazy to say, but like obviously, the season City having is still an amazing season.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're as good as they were last year. They are beatable. They're more susceptible to making mistakes and finding games against lower opposition who they previously would have smashed a lot harder to win. Yeah. I think at Crystal Palace, obviously, there was the first half where they were struggling. Eventually, they managed to get it done. But that used to not happen.
Whereas Crystal Palace are famously good against City.
True. But in general, like other games, they are struggling in more so. Look, it's still going to be tight. I think it's still going to be, it could possibly go down to the final day. Like, the idea that you guys could win the league before the final day would be amazing. Like, that would be nuts if you guys do that. But in general, I just think you're having those, it's kind of cliche when they talk about, but those moments where it's like, the goal, like Jorginho's goal, and like Bournemouth, having these moments where like, in tough times when you're drawing or you're losing,
but it's not just us
champions
back.
Results.
It's also That's other nice. People's results. Also, yeah. I feel like are sort of like playing into our hands a little bit, and it does feel like destiny. Not that I believe in destiny all the time, but it feels like destiny. I feel like there's an aura going on.
And that's partially because of like Arteta as well. Like he'll have those players like thinking like that, and like the way you see how Arsenal are on the pitch after games, and like it does feel like that kind of that. I had that similar feeling with Chelsea in the Champions League in 2021 when it was like, oh my god, like you could just see they absolutely all care and they're all going in, they all believe it as well.
The culture that Arteta's created is actually really interesting, because if you compare position by position, there's competition for each place, and yet they're all best mates with each other. So it's like such a strange dynamic where like, I'm going to try and outdo you this week, but also what a mate you're
But
mate.
I think that's what happens when all the players get on side with the fact that they could all win their first Premier League. Well, apart from the City players, they could all win their first Premier League.
Yeah. But that, I mean, that stems from the manager.
Yeah.
Or your belief.
They all want that medal.
Yeah. Damn. And it's not like I'm trying to outdo you to be number one in the team. It's like, we're working towards the same goal.
If things do go wrong, right, say Man City do win it.
Hmm.
How do you, as an
Arsenal... You just said it's wrapped up.
It is in my head. But you never know. You never know. Things can happen. If Man City do win it, as Arsenal fans, like, how are you guys feeling? Because before this season, you didn't expect this.
I put us fifth before the season started. So
wow.
One game in, Arsenal lost the first opening game of the season, didn't we?
No, we won 2-0 at Palace.
Well, whatever. First game, I was last season, lost 3 in a row. First game, I said Arsenal win the league.
But if you don't,
here's how I feel. I feel, oh my God, I'm so gutted. This was our chance.
Yeah.
All the other teams fell off. City, has given us more chances to win this league than any other team. Like there's every time Arsenal, the gap gets close, City lose. Every time Arsenal get City lose, it's crazy. It would be like, oh, if we're not going to do it now, we'll never do it.
But I disagree, because I think the way I see...
So it's just happened. 10 minutes, City have lifted it.
Yeah, I'm going to be devastated. But there's also a point of me that's like, we have shown that we are so mature as a club that there's every possibility that they'll win something the following year.
Yeah, no,
do you know how everyone was gutted after the Euros final loss?
Yeah.
But then you watch the England team and you go, do you know what? I know that this squad's going to win something in a couple of years time minimum.
And we'll be in the Champions League.
Absolutely.
But also at the same time, next season, I feel like United are going to be pushing for the title.
But we said that this year. But everyone said Spurs had finished second.
It's going to be a lot harder next season to win a Premier League than this season.
I don't know,
I kind of disagree.
If you look at the Chelsea, no, but as in like how things have gone Arsenal's way this season, I feel like may not happen next season. You just don't know.
But we said that about last year going into this year. It's always a case of, you know, when we go, oh, mate, there's going to be five or six teams compete for the title. And then it always was down to two or three. Yeah, yeah. Always.
Yeah, but also it's 20 years and no title.
But do you not
think plays on your head
you'll
a little
be,
bit?
You'll be better, too. You've won the league, so you'd assume you'd be attracting
an even better,
better
Saka. Yeah.
Getting stronger.
You, Jesus.
I mean, Saka will just continue
Martinelli
to be the best player.
In the world.
Yeah.
In hindsight, it would be a devastating result to not win.
Yeah.
But looking forwards, it'd be like, wow, we've progressed so much in an entire...
I still can't quite comprehend the fact that Arsenal could win the Premier League. It
you
doesn't...
Yeah, you can.
No. As in, like... Because we've had so many years of Chelsea, Liverpool, United, City, it just does. It, like Arsenal winning the Premier League, because it's been so long, it just doesn't. It would never cross your mind at the start of the season.
How old were you in 2004 as well?
Six.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Maybe
eight, seven.
But still, like, seven. Very young.
Eight.
Yeah.
Eight.
Very young still. Very young.
Yeah, but I got football at like eight.
Yeah.
I didn't mean
I wonder why.
But it's interesting because from my personal recollection of knowledge, I can't ever remember Arsenal being...
You were like 13 when Arsenal won the title.
Yeah, I was 35 or something. I can't ever remember Arsenal being in a title race,
other than
being the ones to push another team,
like you were the favourites,
exactly.
You
us the being chased just never happened, for so long.
Mm.
Name a season that you can remember where Arsenal have been. You can't.
The Leicester season.
Yeah, but even so, we were pushing them. It was always Leicester on top, wasn't it?
But what are you asking me? I'm confused. What you're asking?
I'm saying, in terms of title races, we've never.
You've never been the league leaders.
Yeah, we've never.
Where you're the chase. So where you've got the chasing right? pack this after you. Yeah, it's a different feeling.
Well, you guys, there was Arsenal were leading for like the majority of that season with Leicester.
No way.
At the start, the first half of the season.
No, it's too long, guys.
No, I'm sure like Leicester were there, and everyone kept expecting them to drop off.
What was the season that it was like Arsenal were leading for the majority of it? It was around that time.
Years where
it was around that time.
Been top,
but my earliest,
but not to this level, not to this level.
My earliest memory was the Champions League run in 2005-06.
Disappointment.
Well. Turns out,
perhaps,
17 years ago, Barcelona paid some referee. Wonder what that could have been. I say, give Arsenal the 2005-06 Champions League title. Because I'm not being funny. Why did he send Lehman off?
Yeah.
It's a good point, well made. It's a good point.
Whilst we're on the.
And one of the goals was offside.
Correct.
Bellotti.
Yeah. Whilst we're on the topic of title races, as a Chelsea fan that's been involved in quite a few, what are your favourites?
What are my favourites?
Most memorable title.
Most memorable. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, God, I remember the...
No,
the,
of course
the,
not.
When the, Jose first came, I was
but immediately, everyone thinks of 11-12 with the Aguero goal. And
11, yeah.
I know you're not, like, as your club, it wasn't involved in that, but still.
Oh, so that isn't Chelsea. Anyone. I mean, 11-12 is, 11-12 is always like
the iconic
one.
Yeah.
I think City's 100-point season is one that probably goes under the radar. Like, that's insane to get 100 points in the Premier League. Like, that's ridiculous. I reckon we'll look back at this one.
I agree.
I think if Arsenal go on to win it, I reckon we'll look back at this season for like years and be like, insane. Because
Premier League
so
is
not
2045.
Yeah.
We're rolling back to them. 2023.
Remember when Saka was just a young buck?
And now he's doing punditry at that point.
With Martinelli. I can't even imagine that. But I think this season could be one that we look back on pretty well.
Yeah.
I always like 2016, 2017 with like Conte as well, and that Chelsea side, because that went from a year, because that was the year where we were playing you guys and he switched to three at the back, and that's what then went and changed.
And then he never left
fortunes. It's working, guys. Let's keep going. I promise you. And then let me take you back to a time where, that one's pretty good. I feel like, I actually kind of forget Liverpool's one because obviously it was like the COVID year, but that was quite significant because otherwise it was just City.
I like the fact that they thought they were going to win four trophies as well that season and go undefeated.
Yeah, and then go beaten by Watford.
But
it's always moments in title races that you remember, right?
Yeah.
Because the one that, well, for me anyway, it's not really related to Arsenal, but the one that sticks out is 2018-19, the Company Screamer.
Against Leicester.
Yeah, which like sealed their victory of the title, pretty
much. Like, it's a Sky use it every day, don't they?
Yeah, they know he's standing there. We saw him standing at the Etihad, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Statue. Yeah. No shot for Leicester, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I said that.
He said it. He said it before. Yeah. I mean, obviously, one of the most memorable, if not the most memorable season of all time.
I actually forgot. Yeah, Leicester. Definitely Leicester.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was all right.
But my favourite part about that is Spurs were pushing Leicester the entire season and then finished third.
Battle of the Bridge. The Battle of the Bridge.
Yeah, Arsenal came second that season, you know.
Yeah. That's what people forget. It's so funny, but classic.
It was a crazy, absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if that will ever happen again.
Top three of Leicester, Arsenal, Spurs.
Wait, you don't think the likes of Brighton and Brentford could
ever... It's not the same.
No, it's harder now. I think it's harder.
Like, it's basically the equivalent of like Bournemouth.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking.
It is. It's like
Bournemouth, the year before, to win the Premier League.
Yeah. A point in Ranieri.
Bournemouth stay up, Bournemouth win the Premier League. That's the equivalent.
Do you know, Nigel Pearson deserved more credit as well, because that win streak he put together at the end of the season to save them, that was only continued momentum, really. Yeah. Like, Ranieri obviously kept it going throughout the whole season.
A lot of
money. Then he gets sacked because of the, like, incident.
Yeah.
Abroad.
Yeah. Oh, was that why
he was in Thailand? He got sacked because of off the pitch debacles.
Him as several players in Thailand.
What were they doing?
Anyway.
Pitchside is proud to be joining up with our new partner, Super Six. Okay, just me. If you haven't heard of Super Six before, it is something every football fan needs to get involved with.
It's free to play, and all you need to do is predict the correct scores to six Premier League games, and you have a chance to win yourself $250,000.
Easier said than done. Well, easy for me because I got great ball knowledge. Now, Reevy McGeevy.
Hello.
Something that happened over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Kane. He's done it. He did it for Spurs. He's done it for England. He's now the all-time England top goal scorer.
For sure, man.
He's the greatest of all time.
In my opinion.
Is he? Well, he's top goal scorer. Does that make him the greatest?
How would you define greatest?
What, in terms of top goal scorers?
Oh, well, obviously in terms of top goal scorers, he's the greatest.
In terms of strikers for England, is he the best?
In my opinion... Yes, he is.
Really?
Yeah, I would say so.
Are you actually being serious?
Yeah.
Wow, I actually disagree with you.
Well, yeah, that's the beauty of football.
Oh,
it's so
annoying, isn't it? Because, like, is Shearer the best striker of all time in the Premier League?
Mathematically.
No, but is he?
No.
But why is Harry Kane?
I think Harry Kane is the best English number nine we've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, he's got the most major tournament goals.
Absolutely.
Of any England player. World Cup Golden Boot.
Yeah.
But is he better than Rooney?
At an international level, I would say yes.
He's got a better goal record, yes.
Yeah.
But do you not think...
But how do you not think... How are you doing this? Are you doing
I look at a player
themselves across club and country, or as an English striker, who is the best?
You cannot deny you've got a better goal record, more major tournament goals. Rooney is on seven major tournament goals.
Yep.
But who excites me more as an England fan, Wayne Rooney or Harry Kane, is Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney, Euro 2004. Mm-hmm. Just everything about Wayne Rooney, you scream Rooney in the streets. You don't scream Harry Kane in the streets.
You don't know that. Some people might.
No one does.
Okay, what about that one guy?
You're not going, Kane! You're going, Rooney. Kane.
Is there not a bit of nostalgia there? Do you not think?
No.
Well, when we look back, let's extrapolate, in five, ten years' time, do you think people's opinions of Kane would be different than they are now? Let's say he adds another 15, 20 international goals.
Which he probably will.
Yeah, I agree.
Look, okay, objectively, you could say he's the best striker England have ever had. But my heart... lies with Wayne Rooney.
But that's the beauty of football, right?
That's the beauty, man. It's a beauty of football, man.
So you honestly think Rooney is a better striker for England than Kane is? Not a better player. Not a better player across his career, what he's won.
Yeah, but this is where you're extrapolating my brain, because a striker's job is to score goals and Kane is the best to do it behind, well, maybe Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
But
or David Nugent.
David Nugent, yeah, 1-1, to be fair. But I don't know. There was just something about Wayne Rooney that just it got you excited
You are a bit of a passion merchant.
I am a passion merchant.
Like Ronaldinho growing up was one of your favourite footballer of all time. Like, yeah. The way you see football is not stats and figures necessarily, even though you sometimes butcher me for picking players that have less goals. You like players that excite you.
I'm all about the eye test.
but sometimes other people see it differently.
Yeah, they do. But Okay, I want to do a little thing where we rank our top five England strikers.
Let's do it.
Because I think I thought we were going to...
What? You got six.
I have got six. I got six. I couldn't agree with myself.
Yeah.
I changed it. I tossed and turned. I said, you know what? I have to do six. I want to hear yours first.
Wait, are you going to amend anything about yours if...
I'll do mine first.
Okay.
I'll do mine first.
No, we'll do one by one. So you do 5-5. 4-4.
No. All five. Because I think it's really cool. Kane's got obviously 54 goals, is it now? Is it 54?
55 now.
55 in what, 81 appearances?
Mm-hmm.
Rooney got 53 in 120.
Yeah. But he was,
he didn't play San Marino as many times.
But also he was played not necessarily as a number nine every time. You know, there'd be occasions where Rooney would have to drop deeper, etc.
Are we doing an injustice to Gary Lineker of 48 goals and 80 appearances?
Well, you do your list, do it in order.
People forget how good Gary Lineker was.
I agree.
Because he's a Match of the Day presenter.
Yeah.
Here's my list. Coming in at number six for my top five England strikers of all time.
Nice.
Alan Shearer.
In six,
yeah. 30 goals, 63 games. He may not have had the...
Don't disagree.
...games, but, you know, we all remember Euro 96, don't we? He was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And 30, he's a one
when
in
he
two,
was zero.
One in two.
So yeah, we all remember that.
I've got a video at home.
Of you watching the football?
No, of Euro 96 highlights.
Oh, okay.
On actual video VHS.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming at number five. Now, people will say, was he a striker? Well, I'm counting as a striker. Bobby Charlton.
Yep.
You know, 49 goals, 106 games. He, prior to Wayne Rooney existing, he was England's all-time top goal scorer.
That.
And obviously, prior to... Yeah, Wayne Rooney. Coming in at number four. If you score a hat trick in a World Cup final to win you the World Cup, you have to be up there. Jeff Hurst.
I was going
to
use that.
24 goals, 49 games. He's got six major tournament goals. Three of them came in a World Cup final.
I'm not to discredit Sir Jeff Hurst, of course, but you have to remember that there were only 16 teams in that World Cup.
Shut up.
All right.
Look.
It's true.
Is he a better striker than Alan Shearer? Maybe not.
But has he done more for the country?
That's what, yeah, I think it has to.
I put him higher than Shearer in mine.
Well, you're wrong. Number three,
so have you.
I've got Gary Lineker. People look at him as a Match of the Day Silver Fox. He's more than that. Barcelona, England, he's a goal merchant. Tapping merchant,
but
striker merchant.
How are we doing this? You keep listing the clubs that they've played for.
Lineker's got 10 major tournament goals for England, one behind Harry Kane.
I completely agree, but you're taking into account his Barcelona goals. Like, what are we doing here?
Mate, it's 48 goals in 80 games for England.
Lineker's in mine, but I'm saying how are you deciding
England career.
Okay,
it's Gary Lineker, man. People forget how good he was just because he's not. I'm not even joking. Call me stupid. Because his FIFA card's not that good, people forget how good he was.
I agree.
That's 100% certified facts. Just truthful. Number two, I've got Harry Kane. Maybe he'll be number one by the end of his career. Most likely he will be.
Okay, so here's a question.
But on the eye test,
yeah.
For me, number one is Wayne Rooney.
Here's a question. You put Jeff Hurst and Bobby Charlton in. How's that an eye test?
I watch 1966 highlights all the time.
Right, okay. So my question to you is, what more does Harry Kane have to do to be the best English striker of all time?
The Euros next year.
Did Rooney do that?
No.
Lineker do that?
No.
Shearer do that?
No.
So what more has he got to do?
The eye test. He got past the Theo Baker eye test.
You're telling me Harry Kane has not passed the eye test for you?
He doesn't excite me.
Oh, so if a
footballer... It's true. No, it's true.
No,
does he excite
true.
You, Lewis?
It's not true.
No, he doesn't.
If a footballer doesn't excite you, they can't be considered the greatest.
Yeah.
Well, that's nonsense, mate.
But it's true, though. Look at the greatest players of all time.
Yeah.
They excite you. They're not boring players, are they?
Kind of. But, like, would you say...
Yeah, see? Look at you, struggling. You're struggling to find a non-exciting good player.
Would you say Casillas excites you?
Yeah. He's a crazy man in goal. He flies because he's so small. He just...
Buffon.
He's like a cat.
Or the best keepers of all time.
Yeah, Buffon excites me because of how old he is and still playing.
Okay.
And he's Italian. He's a prego, mi amigo.
Bring it back to English. So I do my five.
Yeah.
If anything, they're all kind of similar, I suppose. I just did five instead of six. In at number five, Mr. Alan Shearer.
That's what I had Shearer at five, and then I thought Bobby Charlton has to be in there.
Okay, yeah. Honourable mention, yeah, okay. I didn't want to put too many players that were before my time because then it's like, oh, you could misconstrue that as never watching them, etc. Number four, Gary Lineker.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did magic in 86 and 90, so you can't knock it. Number three, Jeff Hurst. Obviously, couldn't put him too high, but given the fact that he's...
Three's quite high.
Well, no, but 2 and 1 is higher. Given the fact that we can't, forget a man 60 years ago, and we still talk about him to this day, and he's mentioned in general English footballing striker conversations, that just shows you how much he's transcended.
He won in England the World Cup.
Absolutely. And in,
controversially.
Well.
He went over the line.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still a hat-trick.
Hat-trick, do that.
And then you already know my top two. Rooney in 2 and Kane.
So you think
one.
Kane above Rooney?
Yeah, I do.
What's a bigger accomplishment for Harry Kane? Becoming the England top goal scorer or winning a Premier League?
England top goal scorer.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Because more people win a Premier League than become England top goal scorer. It's true.
Yeah. And of course, as a nation,
is it harder?
You are remembered for way longer for being the first name that everyone looks up for,
very
English
true.
Top goal scorer, than who's won a Premier League. You get thousands of names on that.
Is there a player playing today who has the ability or longevity to beat Harry Kane's goal record when it gets extended as he keeps going?
I don't think we've seen that person
yet.
Yeah.
Could be Evan Ferguson when he changes nationality to England.
It could very well be, but I think it's going to be a player that's 17, 18 that we haven't seen yet. Because obviously that person has to fill Harry Kane's boots, right?
Yeah.
Unless it comes from a winger, which I don't see it happening.
Well, guys, let us know in the comments, what is your top five England all-time strikers? Harry Kane, you know, we got to say congratulations.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Well done, mate. Absolutely quality stuff. So going back to Super 6, if you lot want to play along with myself, Reeve and Tom, join our mini league. Have you got the brains to beat the brains and the beauty?
Thanks, man.
Join our mini league. Use the code PTCHS6. Pitches 6.
Nice.
See what I did there?
Yeah, and whoever tops our mini league at the end of each week wins a £100 Classic Football Shirts voucher.
I'm excited to use that £100.
You think you're going to win the league?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
You're not, because you can't even beat me in our own predictions.
Right,
mate. You're
well,
doing rubbish.
We'll see, but I'm sure people watching will be better than us at predictions.
That's true. Well, the Super 6 games for this week, obviously, you have a chance of winning 250 grand, £250,000 quid. You got Arsenal Leeds, Brighton Brentford, Palace Leicester, Chelsea Villa, West Ham Southampton, Newcastle Man U.
It's so easy to play. Just predict your 6 scores, enter your golden goal, hit submit, and you are all set.
I'm not even joking. I'm winning the lot. I actually, imagine the scene.
It's in writing now. You've said it.
I have brain power to do that. So I will do it. Look, guys, play along with us. The code for our mini league is PTCHS6. Pitches 6. Obviously, you can also win the jackpot prize of £250,000.
Did you know there's been 3 Super 6 jackpot winners already this season?
About to be 4.
You're not going to win it.
I am. If you put the energy out there, you will receive greatness.
Yeah. And there's also a 5,000 weekly prize for the person that finishes top, provided that no perfect 6 scores are reached.
So click on the link in the description down below to play along and sign up now. Terms and conditions apply. Look, there's been a lot of great players this season playing for multiple great clubs.
Okay.
So this week's 11 we are building, we've done it before, but I'm intrigued to see if it changes at all. We're creating a Premier League 11 using one player from each club.
Ooh.
As you are the guest, would you like to go first or pick the order that we go in?
You go first. I really want to go first.
Okay, go on.
Because I get a lot of stick with
these. Is this the research that you were talking about?
No, I came this off on the top of my dome
okay. At
breakfast.
Oh, right.
But I feel like it's a pretty darn good squad.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people do pick themselves.
I feel like I may have a curveball in here.
Okay, go on then.
Yeah. Can I just preface this?
Yes.
Obviously, injuries and stuff like that. I'm just go with it.
Okay, go with it.
Just go with it.
So you've picked Thiago Silva?
Yes.
Okay.
he's not back till mid-April.
Yeah, no, because I was going to do that and then I was like, okay, fair enough.
I think that's...
Yeah, no, that's fine. Just, yeah.
If you're angry, obviously, if Reed picked Thiago Silva, you'd be fine. But if I picked
no,
him,
no, no,
you'd
we,
be
we are, we're all friends here and...
No, it's true though. If you had Thiago Silva in your team, I don't know if you do, People would be like, oh my God, Reeve, it's fine. But because I've got him on my team, everyone hates me.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's okay. It doesn't affect me.
Because you're nasty. I love you. Theo really takes it to heart. So buck up your ideas and stop being nice. Why have you switched cameras?
Because I was going for a personal close up, you know?
Buck up your ideas and start being nicer to him, okay? End off.
Mate, it's brutal, the comments in football, isn't it? Absolutely brutal.
I like it.
You should have seen some of the comments I got on my first ever video on Football Daily. I was 18. First ever video on Football Daily.
Crying asleep.
And I remember going back home on the train being like, why does everyone hate me? It's like, what have I done?
It's okay, man.
It's rough. It's a rough world. It's okay, man. It's a rough world.
We're all in this together. In goal.
Go on.
Raya from Brentford.
I like that shout.
Thanks, man.
Nice. Nice.
Right back. Trippier from Newcastle.
Brilliant player.
Not Bruno. Okay.
Centre half. Thiago Silva. I know he's out until mid-April.
We've already prefaced, you know, that's fine.
And also, you know, fuck form. Centre halves, the other partnership with Thiago Silva, Van Dijk.
Love that.
Arguably one of the best defenders.
Who have you got going forward?
Arguably one of the best defenders ever. Left back, Estupiñán from Brighton.
Great show.
Thanks, man.
Nice.
Thanks, man. Thanks, guys.
What do you mean? Ooh.
I was liking it. That was like an excited.
I'm playing a 4-3.
That's your excited. Ooh.
Yeah, that was like, ooh. That was like clever.
You've really like toned that to be part of the Newcastle Brigade, haven't you?
Dude. Yeah.
I'm playing a 4-3-3. Centre midfielder's James Maddison, Leicester City.
Ooh, like.
Great. Oh, I like this squad.
Other centre midfielder of Palinha from Fulham.
Great shout.
Come on.
Oh my God, he knows his stuff.
De Bruyne from Manchester City.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I know he's got up top. If he's not done what I thought of him.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I thought the robot
doesn't make my squad.
Wow.
Crazy. Why? Because you can only pick one player from Tottenham's Hotspur because they're all shit. My striker is Harry Kane.
But could you not play them together?
No.
Interesting.
Because I'm playing a 4-3-3.
Okay.
Harry Kane up front.
Yeah.
I've got Saka on the right.
Yeah.
Best winger in the world. And I got Rashford on the left. And that is at England front three. Who's going to win in Germany?
I like that.
I reckon mine's quite similar. I'd change my right back for Reece James and Thiago Silva. I'd change for Sven Botman instead.
Interesting.
Who did you have? Oh, yeah, Van Dijk. Yeah, Botman, that worked.
I had Thiago Silva and Van Dijk.
Oh, so you'd have Van Dijk and Botman.
Wait, so I'd have Van Dijk and Botman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Swapping the Chelsea and Newcastle players.
Yeah, I like it.
Estupiñán's a really good shout. I like that team, man.
I like it a lot as well.
Do you like it, man?
I do.
Thanks, man.
It's great. Hard to beat, actually. What have you got?
Great team. Okay, in goal, is there only one man for the job? Alisson.
Oh, strong start. That's where he's using. I mean, probably the best keeper in the league.
Yeah. I have tried to create a team that's, you know, it balanced here. So here we go.
No.
What? Keep the negative comments away, please. I've picked a right centre back for right centre back and a left centre back for left centre back because I didn't want to say, oh, Lautaro Martinez and Botman, because people would go, oh, well, they're both blown. You know, so we've drawn a line under that. Reece James.
Nice.
Rafael Varane and Sven Botman.
Okay.
Varane.
Yeah, okay. You wait for my. Yeah.
But he's used his Liverpool pick with Alisson, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But out of all the Man United players, Varane.
Because he's right centre back. I could have gone Shaw and Martinez, but I feel like...
If I put Varane in my team, my God, I'm not even joking. I would...
No, but
I'd be crucified.
I didn't have...
Head on a stick?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. But I didn't have...
Death notes.
I didn't have the injury thing, though. If I was good, I would have picked Thiago Silva had I had the same, you know, mental wavelength.
So Rashford's not in the team?
He's not, because wait. Left back, Rico Henry.
Ooh, okay.
I've got a midfield three of Paulinho, Rice... And De Bruyne.
Declan Rice.
Do you not like Declan Rice?
I love Declan Rice. What a boy.
Yep. And then my front three are Kane, Saka, obviously picked, and Mitoma.
Mitoma.
I feel like you've tried to be indie with this team.
Why?
No, don't worry.
No, you've picked Estupiñán where I picked Rico Henry.
I don't know. I feel like my team's better.
Okay.
I...
Well, you... Okay, yeah, sure. If you believe that, that's fine. But if we played 11 versus 11 right now, there's a player in yours that doesn't even play. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'll sub him in for Fofana, who's been unbelievable the last few games.
Works, I guess, to a degree.
Sure.
To a degree.
Sure. Fofana is actually brilliant, by the way.
He's been brilliant.
Yeah, he is good.
He has, apart from he picks up another injury every other week.
Yes, right.
But that's not really his fault.
It's not his fault.
The injuries he suffers are like leg breakers. Yeah, and
bless him. No, he is amazing. He is amazing.
Leg break.
I don't think mine's too dissimilar from yours, I'll be honest.
You memorised it?
Yeah, in the top of my head. Or did I actually know that we were doing this? I'm just doing it right now in the moment.
Oh. Oh. Tell him.
Are you doing
that's
it
your
right
job.
Now? Okay. Right.
Why have you not told him?
I asked him this morning if he was up to date with everything. Okay, that's.
But that's what I thought you meant that in terms of where I'm going.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
Reed is fired.
I'm good.
You,
I'm good.
You do yours, and then.
Zach. Oh no, I've got no, it. I've got okay. it. I've got
he's
it.
Good. I've got it.
He's a professional.
I've got it. Raya in goal. I think Raya is going to move in the summer. 100%. By the way, I think he'll be the next like goalkeeper. Hopefully Chelsea. But I think he could be.
Oh, you think he's going to Chelsea?
Could go to United. Quite honestly, I think there's several different clubs.
He'll be Spain's number one.
Yeah, probably. It depends. They do. They do.
They love Unai Simon.
They do love Unai Simon. It depends. But like, it'll be in the Euros once that decision really matters.
Yeah.
So, and maybe if he's at a bigger club by then, we all heard it. It might be different. Raya in goal. Rhys James for me. Sven Botman and Van. Do I want Sven Botman? Sven Botman and Van Dijk. Left back. I really like the shout of a Superland. I'm going to take that one as well. The only issue that I'm kind of thinking about is like whether I want Bruno in my midfield, Bruno Guimaraes.
Yeah,
changing a centre back for that, because he's just incredible. My front three, I'll just get out of the way, is Theo's. It is Rashford, who's just been ridiculous this year. Harry Kane, because he is really the only Spurs pick you can take. And Saka.
Yeah.
Midfield. Mm. I really like the Declan Rice shout.
But at the same time, because
who's your midfield? Yours was
Rice, De Bruyne, and Paulinho.
Okay, and then yours was
Madison, De Bruyne, Paulinho.
It depends how balanced we wanted to do this, because I thought everyone on the table would say Erling Haaland, so I had him in reserve and would have played Harry Kane just behind him. And they'd be like a York and Cole combination.
Do you think 4-4-2.
Interesting that we've all picked either Rice or Madison, who are both sitting 18th and 17th in the Premier League.
But they're just incredible.
But that shows their class, right? That shows how good they are.
And like Rice could jump to the Premier League leaders.
That's the thing. They are players that don't deserve to be necessarily in the position they are in the Premier League.
I genuinely think they both.
Even James Maddison, it wouldn't shock me if somebody tries to.
He'll go Newcastle.
I think City might be after someone like
they
him
are
as
clearing
well.
Out the midfield. This side, like, heard.
Honestly, I think City could be going for a few kind of unexpected moves in the summer. In terms of my midfield, do I want to put Paulinho in there? Fuck it, yeah, Paulinho, Kevin De Bruyne, James Maddison.
Nice.
Both played for England. Rice scored at the weekend.
Yeah, Madison was good as well.
Madison, he's someone like that deserves to play in the Champions League.
He does.
Like week in, week out. For a good team.
Well, behind Harry Kane, he's the highest English contributor to goals. Goals and assists.
Correct. It's ridiculous. And he's been injured as well.
As of what period?
Forever.
We can't just keep saying it's like 2 years in the making.
Name's on to beat him.
It's like the past
Saka's
year,
got to be up there like now, isn't it?
Saka's got to be up there.
But he's just so good.
Your front three of Saka, Kane.
Saka, Kane. Yeah, I think it has to be like, I like this. I like the shout of Matoma.
I think it's crazy. But out of all United players, you put Varane.
Yeah, I really wanted to go Martinez and Shaw. But I thought, if I was building a team, I need a bit of height. So I considered it and I was like, the one pairing is a lot taller than
Varane.
The other. he's a World Cup multiple Champions League winning player.
Was.
What do you mean was?
He's a Champions League merchant, mate. Just lives off that.
Right.
Didn't he win the World Cup?
You guys are acting like he's a shit defender.
Varane
won the World Cup.
Well, if we're doing it, no, because that's not fair, is it?
Didn't Areola win the World Cup?
And
Steve Mandanda.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
So, guys, let us know your thoughts on our teams in the comments down below. Whoa. And without further ado,
Not without further ado, he put a lot of hard work and effort into his.
Let me finish talking.
Okay. Oh, right.
And without further ado, let me present to you Lewis Bowden's team.
Don't say it like that, man. Nah.
Mine's actually pretty good, not gonna lie. Nah. Except from a couple of them, which it might sound a bit wrong.
I saw you typing away when Theo was talking, so.
No, nothing changed here. I did forget Madison, which is sad. But starting goal, Raya.
Yeah, nice.
Right back, Reece James.
Ooh.
Not the strongest of centre backs, but I like these players a lot. So we have Anderson and Dunk.
Okay.
Now
I see what you've tried to do here. You've looked at lower league, lower teams in the thing and gone, right, I've got to fill out a few more spots.
Yeah.
He started with the attack.
Started from the top and worked back. I was like, this is like when you spend too much money on ultimate team on your strikers and you get off. We'll just fill it out with 50 goals.
We've got 750
I was going to put Ward-Prowse there, but Robertson just nicks it.
Andy Robertson.
You're going to put Ward-Prowse at left back?
Yeah, that's where his real position.
I remember, yes.
Wait, have you put Robinson from Fulham?
Robertson.
Andy Robertson.
Robertson.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, that's fine.
In the middle, Rice, Casemiro and KDB.
So who?
That's a really good midfield.
Who?
Rice, Casemiro, KDB.
What, I said Casemiro?
Casemiro.
That's a really good midfield.
Yeah,
that's
really strong, that, isn't it?
I was happy with that. Right wing, Saka, up front, Kane. And on the left, might sound a bit silly, Isak. Second in the league for goals per minute played. This guy is unbelievable.
He's got stats to back it.
No, second in the league for goals per minute played.
He's been injured for ages.
He's first. He's the Thierry Henry of the Premier League.
I was just about to say, why are you treating him like Henry? And
he is like Henry.
The actual word Thierry Henry. So I'm very disappointed in you, Lewis.
Alexander Isak is like Thierry Henry.
Give him, I'm not even joking, five years.
Give him 5 years.
5 years.
You think his primary position would be left wing?
No, he plays up front for us, but he can play on the left or right if he wants.
I think he can, yeah.
Absolutely can.
But. Mate, honestly, if you watch this guy play, I'm not saying he's as good as Henry now, but he has the essence and that's his favourite player as well. You can tell he's moulded himself. The skinny, skillful, he's just sexy, man. I love that guy.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, he was a transfer target for us at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah, same with Bruno Guimaraes.
Yeah.
The essence of Henry.
Do you think if Mr. Garrett was here, he'd have picked Haaland? Out of interest.
You have to have Kane, surely.
But there's no stipulation to say that A, that, or B, that you have to play 4-3-3. We just somehow all of us have picked that.
I think 4-3-3 gets in like the most kind of play and gets like of all the positions in there. Haaland's like, I don't know, if someone said Haaland and then didn't say Kane, I don't think he'd be sitting there. And like, as you said, you could play a 4-4-1-1.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Like Kane is behind, or 4-4-2 and Kane's there as well.
Could you imagine that duo? Kane and Haaland.
And the thing is, like, Kane would just be like supplying Haaland
exactly.
as well. And like,
be ridiculous. It's not really too far away from the runners.
Maybe they do buy him in the summer.
That would be ridiculous. If he goes to City and plays alongside Erling Haaland, we should all just do something
Give up.
Crazy.
Well, run a marathon.
Yeah, I am. Speaking of which, guys, donate.
Yeah.
We'll leave the donation link in the description down below because I am running a marathon. Reeve dropped out.
Not yet.
Yeah, but due to injury, so.
I had surgery. Well, speaking of Isak and Newcastle, Newcastle host United, obviously. The other United, Manchester United. See what I did there.
Thank you. Manchester Reds.
Can Newcastle get top four? Or do they get too excited too early?
Can they? Yes. Will they? Maybe.
I know we touched on it earlier, but do you think Conte no longer being at Spurs elevates their chances or hinders their chances?
New manager bounce, man.
With the way it was going, probably elevates. Like with the way it was going, in terms of if it was a blank thing and like you were just like, would Conte help you get top four? Yes, is what I would say. But with the actual context of what's happened, it was getting really bad. Like it's really, really bad.
So if someone pointed a gun to your head now and Zach, who's going to finish fourth?
Who's going to finish fourth?
He would say
it's close because like I would say.
They got a gun to your head, by the way. And you're like,
they've not pulled it yet. They've not clocked it. I would say...
Sorry.
Let's say Newcastle, sure. Okay. But I feel bad.
I feel like you're appeasing him, though. Say who you really mean.
I think Newcastle have dropped off.
Like,
part of me wants to go Brighton.
Yeah.
Brighton, they'll go off and do it. I think Newcastle have started like dropping off slightly.
Yeah.
Liverpool... For every one win, they lose a game at the moment. Yeah.
Consistent.
Yeah, fair enough. You can build on that.
Sorry. I've got to read the notes out here.
Go on.
Because Lewis obviously helps write the notes.
What?
he put Isaac ranks second in the Premier League for goals per minute played, 0.87 behind Haaland. Just how good can he become?
Henry.
Stop.
Can I also question what goals per minute means? So you're saying he scores nearly one goal a minute?
No, per 90.
Per 90, yeah, yeah.
But he didn't actually put 90.
I will allow him.
Yeah.
He's a bit blind.
Yeah, let me off.
He's getting 90. He's getting 85 goals a game, man. This guy is so good.
Kick off, bang. It's like they put the slides up on FIFA. Yeah, and just literally shoot from like 40 yards out.
Is Isaac the man to get Newcastle top four?
He can help.
He's all right.
Do you know what? Your problem has been of recent weeks scoring goals, and he seems to be the solution to that problem.
Yeah.
And he looks brilliant doing it.
And he had great 6 months injury that he had to come back from as well. He barely started playing 90 minutes.
Yeah, he's really good. I just like worry slightly in terms of, like, he had a season Real Sociedad where he was unreal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Then had a season where he didn't do anything. And so, like, but he's still young, and actually that's not necessarily a bad thing when you're young. Obviously, Newcastle are building a really strong squad. If he can, like, stay injury-free, then he's got every chance to become a really...
The Jordi Ibrahimovic.
Supposedly.
Ibra wishes.
Well, something quite cool coming out of Newcastle, though, is the... See what you did there. Mm-hmm. Something quite cool is they're taking part in a 4-part documentary series for Amazon Prime this season, which is really cool. They're offering exclusive access to the club's decision makers. So the scary woman up top is going to be on camera.
What's her name? She's lovely.
What's her name?
Amanda Stavely.
She's terrifying. The documentary will follow the Magpies' ongoing season from this season, from close quarters within the club reaching its first cup final in 24 years and seeing them lose.
That's going to be a good...
That's going to be really cool, I think.
It'll be right, but I feel like I've seen them a million times. When it's positive, I feel like you've seen it a million times. Oh, they've won a game.
Mate, they miss out on...
Dan Burns dancing.
But they lost the final. That's going to be quite interesting to see their reaction for losing the final.
Yeah, but you can tell what's going to happen. They lose the final and they go... At the end, they go... If they get top four, even if they don't get top four...
We just saw like... next game, man!
But I feel like you've seen them all before. When they're positive, it's like, they missed out on the Champions League, but Newcastle are building something so special in the...
If I do watch that series, that is the only episode I'll watch.
Yeah.
No, I'll watch
it. I think the best doc it was Sunderland Till I Die when they got relegated. And that's not even because I'm a Newcastle fan.
But it's like the when it's negativity and it's like you're seeing them like Spurs. Like even Spurs is right. They had a poor season. They were like, Spurs are building something great. And
Arsenal last season.
And it's good, but it's just like they're winning. They're doing right. I'd actually maybe have liked to have seen Arsenal this season when it was unexpected. But
the problem is you can't... The only way that you know is if you retrospectively filmed that and went back in time.
Completely. And it is going to be interesting in terms of like... And it's going to be fun, I think, as well, because these players are doing something that they would have never maybe believed happened.
Yeah.
But like it's like the City's one where it's like, hey, they won the Premier League. You expected it. What I want to see is someone like imagine if you're Leicester. Leicester's won in 2016.
Brighton this season would be quite cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like things that you haven't quite expected. And maybe I'm being a bit harsh. Maybe actually people wouldn't have expected where Newcastle are at all.
Yeah, not at all. I
often find that it's just like propaganda for the managers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like every single one of those documentaries is like a Mourinho documentary, a Pep documentary, an Arteta documentary. It's going to be an Eddie Howe documentary.
I'm with you. I think like I much prefer when there's like... You can tell it's just so filtered down and you're seeing what they want you to see, and that's what I'm worried it's going to be.
Everyone's going to watch
show me the shit side as well.
They're going to watch
Liverpool this season would have been amazing.
Unreal.
Even Chelsea to be
honest wouldn't have allowed it.
Amazing. Yeah, he probably wouldn't have allowed it.
No.
That would have been great.
The Newcastle one, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, Eddie Howe's such a good coach. Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Kieran Trippier was brought in from Atletico Madrid. He's now really good.
Yeah.
Sure.
And obviously the Man United Newcastle game, obviously Newcastle at home, is part of the Super Sick predictions for this week. What do you think the score's going to be, Reevey?
3-1 United.
Oh, which one?
Manchester.
I'm actually going to quickly check what I said. I said 2-1 Newcastle.
Ooh.
Home win.
Wowie.
I'll go for a draw 2-2.
Desmond.
All bases covered.
Ooh. And obviously, if you get all six right, you win $250,000. So fingers crossed. moving on to pitcher.
Why do you ruin the jingle, man? Just let him do his thing.
Go on, then do the jingle, Lewis.
Ooh, pitch it.
Oh, God. Yeah, fair enough.
See, so pitch it is, what's the preface of the show?
So I assign you each a player with a topic and you have to argue why your player is better in said topic.
And
even if you don't believe it.
Even if you don't believe it. And then you can figure out if you think each other believed your own arguments. So today it's going to be who's better in the prime, going with some wingers here. So Theo, I'm going to give you Saka. He hasn't hit his prime yet.
This is an awful shout.
I did this John Stones.
He's not hit his prime.
Don't you mind?
He's not hit his prime. How can you tell me to argue someone who's best in their prime when he's not in his prime?
Technically, whatever you say can't be wrong then.
I think we know how he feels.
If it's in the future, you can never be wrong. You can say he's going to score 48 goals in 2025.
This is what he's doing now. Imagine what he will do in his prime.
So,
or maybe he's in his prime and he goes downhill from here.
Reeve, you have Gareth Bale.
Oh, come on. Fuck off.
If I've not got Messi, I'm going to cry.
Eden Hazard.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm changing my player.
Give him Theo Walcott.
You've just seen him score that worldie for England.
Lewis. Hazard. Bale.
Theo, would you like to kick us off?
Bukayo Saka is not in his prime.
But imagine when he will.
What a segment. Hey, boys, calm down, lads.
But imagine when he is. If he's this good at the age of 21, we're talking about a guy, who has hit double figures for goals and assists already in the Premier League. Yeah, in one season. Yeah. Last person to do that for Arsenal, guess who? Cesc Fabregas. Saka's 21 years old, Euros final, World Cups. He came back from a horrific time in his life to prove to everyone he is the greatest winger to step foot in the Premier League this season. He is arguably top three players in the world right now. I'm not even joking. And he's not even hit his prime. Imagine what he will be like when he hits his prime. Gareth Bale was all right. Hazard's had one season. Get over it. He's going to be better than Hazard. He already is better than Hazard, let's face it. But Gareth Bale, he could have a better career than Gareth Bale. He could win 17 Champions League at Arsenal.
Good. It wasn't so bad, was it?
He doesn't believe it, though, does he? At all.
Right.
I hate you, Lewis.
I love you too. I thought we were about love today, mate.
Yeah. Okay.
Reeve.
Yep.
Would you like to go?
Sure, mate.
Go.
2013-14, 2015-16, 2016-17, 2017-18, 2021-22, the 5 years that Gareth Bale won the Champions League. Need I say
bicycle
more?
Kick.
You were there for that.
I was there.
Yeah. Scored one of the greatest Champions League final goals in history, if not the greatest. Is the best British player of all time, in my opinion. And undoubtedly, prime Gareth Bale, just on the point where he left the Premier League, is one of the most electric, powerful, graceful, and lethal footballers English fans have ever watched.
And Welsh fans.
Well, yeah, but the Welsh fans know that anyway, yeah, because he was so good in international tournaments, he would carry them on his ones. The fact that he is now retired from international football and football, right?
Yeah.
And he's about to go and play golf on presumably the European Tour just shows how much of a goat he is.
Time.
Wales to their first Euros.
Yep. And semi-final, right?
He also ripped up Inter Milan at Spurs. When he was in the Premier League...
Don't make his arguments for it!
When he was in the Premier League, yeah? Every time he got the ball, he'd cut inside and score a 40-yard goal.
But do you know what's funny? Is he started as a left-back, much like Saka did, and then moved to right wing. Your guy didn't do that.
Yeah, because he's better.
Okay, tell us why in 3, 2, 1.
Eden Hazard may be one of the best wingers we've ever had the luxury to watch in the Premier League. Do you want a goal? He'll do that. Do you want an assist? He'll do that. Do you want to see someone put someone on their ass 3 times in a row and pick the ball up from the halfway line, carry it against Arsenal, send him for a 360 spin and then put it in the back of the net?
Not a 360.
He'll do that. He'll do that. Look, I think one of the harshest things that Hazard had to deal with is he actually dealt with a lot of mediocrity when he was at Chelsea and was still the best player in the league. He had to deal with Chelsea going through seasons where they were sacking their managers halfway through and having to deal with players wanting to leave the club halfway through. But he was still the best player at Chelsea and arguably the best player in the Premier League. And when Chelsea were on it, we really saw what Eden Hazard was about. Numerous times he'd hit double figures and goals and assists and continue to do so. I know his recent time at Real Madrid hasn't gone to the way things would have been expected. But at Chelsea, things were always always good.
Didn't he score for Real Madrid the last week or something?
Real Madrid, you know, probably on the
medical
bench. Some
people just can't do it at Real Madrid. It's what happens, you know.
Yeah,
but others are great.
It's not his prime. It's all about his prime, and his prime at Chelsea was better than Gareth Bale's.
I believe is a fact. Cross-reference me on this, but one thing about Eden Hazard is he has the most player of the month, Premier League player.
Premier League player of the month awards. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
My competition is giving me...
He's a good player.
Also, huge arse.
Yeah, you know when he started talking about putting people on his arse, I was like, wow, yeah, you know what? He's got a good arse himself.
Because I'm pretty sure Hazard did score for Real Madrid like last week.
I have no idea. Like I would have thought he's on the medical bench.
I might just be chatting out my arse.
Why has he not succeeded there?
You know what? Jose Mourinho said it when he was the manager of Eden Hazard, and he said... We're going to get to a day where we won't be able to see Eden Hazard play football because he is just getting kicked out of
You really think
all
it's
the
an
time?
Injury thing?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. He can't, like, Chelsea was so lucky he never got injured. Like, considering, like, the amount of times you'd see him, like, walking off with, like, bleeding ankles consistently, absolutely ripped up. And then he goes to Real Madrid, and that's actually where it happens, and it goes against him. And I think he's just not been able to play a consistent amount of games, and now he's, like, 31, 32, and not quite working out for him.
Well, we can do the whole roundtable thing where we find it, but given your passion and your aggression towards Hazard, I think you believe what you say.
No, I don't think you do. There's no way, but he's also a smart man. There's no way you can think that.
Okay, well, we'll see.
I don't think you do.
You don't think I do?
I think you believe that Hazard is the best player in their prime here.
Best winger in their prime here. Was that what you said? Yeah. Yeah, I do. I believe that.
That's Gareth Bale.
It is Gareth Bale, but yeah.
I believe that. I just think, like, and I also think Gareth Bale's second. Like, I
well, out of the three.
Yeah.
Out of the three, given one that's not even in his prime.
No, Hazard was untouchable, but his prime was so short.
I don't think it was. I honestly think it goes against him in terms of, like, there were times where Chelsea were really bad. And, like, when we were under, like, Rafa Benitez and stuff like this. And the game plan for Chelsea for so many years was give Hazard the ball.
Yeah.
And just let him do something.
But that's kind of what Bale's... The plan was at Spurs when Bale was there. Yeah. 12-13.
Give Bale the ball and score a 40-yard goal.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah. I mean, Gareth, I think he's incredible as well. Like, I think there's Chelsea bias to me, personally. If Hazard was playing for United, I might have gone for Gareth.
But it depends.
Think about the trophies that Gareth won as well, whereas what Hazard won.
It's very true.
But it all depends on what kind of player you prefer watching, because... Bale is pace, power.
Physical.
Hazard is obviously like close control, agility, dribbling. Yeah. So if
you're doing the disrespect to Bale's technique and skill there. Even goal he scored against Southampton.
The way he strikes the ball, that's an incredible skill.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
he's got flip-flapping. He can do flip-flaps.
Yeah, but most of the times where you remember a great moment from Gareth Bale, it's him showing how physically prowess.
Bicycle kicks.
Again, that's physicality.
Technique.
Yeah.
Look, guys, let us know in the comments, who do you agree or disagree with? Who do you think is the best in town? I want to skip the boot this week because I want the people to send in their boot opinions on Instagram so we can get a big collection of them for next week. Now, if you don't know what the boot is, it's full of football's most unpopular opinions. From guests.
And it's running low, so...
Zach, we'll get you to write in at the end of the show.
Okay, I will do.
I'm sure you've got a few unpopular opinions in that head of yours, maybe.
Big head
of yours. But moving swiftly on...
You can't say it.
It is big head.
You can't just turn around and go, it's a fucking big head.
No, it's 77 centimetres.
Wait, is this an actual thing?
I've got a huge head. Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Hang on a minute.
The circumference of it.
70?
Yeah, it's like 72, 77, something like that.
Wait, hang on a second. I didn't know this was a thing.
What, head size?
No, it's in like, you've got a big head.
I think my head naturally looks quite normal. Or with my body.
Is this a thing?
Have you only just started talking about?
What? Yes, I brought it up just now. Yeah, you guys had no idea.
Oh,
you guys had no idea. Oh, big head.
No.
Just our in-house banter.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Constantly texting each other.
Saved us a
bunch. Yeah. Hiding big head.
Yeah, that's what I was like, nothing else somewhere. We don't have any updates for the leaderboard because there'll be no Premier League game. I'm winning still.
Yes.
Right, quiz time.
Okay, can everyone give me a buzzer noise, please?
Yep.
There we are. Nice.
Lovely.
Bale.
I knew you'd do that because I was going to go there. That's good. That's so weird. Good.
Oh, so same rules as always. You can only buzz.
We think alike.
You can only buzz in once and then guess. And then once everyone else has guessed, you can come back in. We're doing a Who Am I?
Oh,
Liz Bowden. 1-0.
Yeah. Okay, so buzz in if you want to stop me early. First off, we have Drogba. Oh, so it's like, who have so who have all these players played with?
Yeah. Right.
So wait, we're guessing the player from the players he's played with.
Yeah.
So it's like a connection thing.
Yes.
Cool.
Drogba. KDB.
Well, go a bit slower.
Cruz. And Lukaku.
Yep, Eden Hazard.
Greg, 1 point.
I will say this now. I do this in Football Daily every week.
Shit.
I knew it was a Chelsea player.
Question number two. We have Lampard, Griezmann, Simeone, and Gerrard.
What? That's not even remotely close.
Yeah, I started reading a second question. Right, so
Lampard, Griezmann, Gerrard, Diego Simeone, or...
Nice. Luis Suarez.
No.
Oh, I thought it
is it Bale? This might be a rogue one.
Was it?
No. That's my buzzer.
Oh, nice.
Perlo.
No.
Ooh. Was it Diego Simeone, by the way? Okay.
So manager. No.
Okay. Can you go once more?
Lampard, Griezmann, Simeone, and Gerrard.
So it has to be Atletico.
You said managed by Diego Simeone.
No. He's
played in a bottle. Okay, sorry. I got you. Okay. Lampard, Griezmann, Suarez. Sorry.
Lampard, Griezmann, Simeone, and Gerrard.
What's my buzzer?
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Fernando Torres.
Yes.
Oh, great. Cool.
Lampard.
Chelsea.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Freddy Gumfingers there for no reason.
Okay. Third question.
Keep your eyes on the page.
On the right one, yeah. I will do.
Sorry.
Robin. Gundogan. I don't know how you say it. Hummels. And Royce.
Royce, Hummels, Gundogan, and Robin.
There could be so many players.
Bale.
Nice.
That was me.
Who buzz first?
It's
Lewandowski.
You rat.
You made a noise before me.
Yeah, I did. I forgot my buzzer.
Right, fourth one.
How many are there?
Six in total, including the extra hard bonus question. Aguero, David Beckham, Schneider.
You're going way too fast, mate.
David Beckham.
Yeah.
Bale. Di Maria.
No.
That's a good call.
Schneider and Suarez. So
Suarez, Schneider.
Aguero, Beckham, Schneider, right. Suarez.
Oh. Nice. Oh. I was going to go Griezmann.
No.
Schneider, Aguero.
Oh, Bale.
We have to wait.
So once more, Schneider, Aguero.
Schneider, Aguero, Beckham, Suarez.
Bale. Bale!
You know, if you get this wrong, by the way, this looks awful.
No, I know who it is.
Fuck. Okay. I've got that.
Gonna have to press you for an answer.
What did you say, Beckham?
I'll go. let's go. I'll go with. Fuck.
Five.
You give it. Just go to him.
No. I'm waiting for the next. I'm waiting for a clue.
No, there's no clue. That's it. That's the question.
Did you think it was Beckham?
No,
I thought you knew who it was.
No.
But didn't know who it was.
Then
he knows
who it was. This player's not played with Beckham.
Well, go on. Then. You might be right.
Give me the answer and I'll say it.
No.
You got to say an answer.
I've already said an answer.
No. But now
I'm waiting for the clue. Now
there's no clue.
There's always a clue. There's an extra player.
There's not an extra player. I can tell you the teams that they've played with him.
But he went bail.
What team did they play for with Beckham?
Man United.
Okay, that was nowhere near what I was going to say.
Nice. Is it Owen Hargreaves?
No.
Ooh, good shout though. Great shout.
So name the players again. Name the players.
He played with Suarez at Uruguay.
Bale. Diego Forlan.
Boom.
Oh, nicely done.
Good point, man.
was not coming. No, I was not nowhere near.
You know who I was originally going to say, but then they haven't played for Beckham, was Messi.
Suarez, did he play with Schneider?
Schneider, I wouldn't play with Schneider.
No, Schneider. I don't know, he said Schneider.
Okay. Berbatov, Drogba, Oliver Kahn,
what?
Shevchenko.
Who's the first one?
Berbatov. I love this player.
Me. I don't know if they've played, Bale, I don't know if they've played with Shevchenko before, but Van der Vaart.
No.
You say fart?
Yeah, he just loves the player, so I've seen him do it. Like,
no, yeah. Good thinking, good thinking.
So you said Shevchenko, Drogba.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got one.
Balak.
Yes.
Oh, good shout.
Great shout. That's
brilliant.
Oh, Berbatov.
Berbatov was at Leverkusen.
Oh, why wow. Why do you love Michael Ballack?
I just have good memories of him. I don't know why. I just liked
you
him when I was younger. I liked Ballack, man.
Strange players.
Yeah.
That's a physical player.
So eccentric.
Okay, extra hard bonus question. We have Thierry Henry, Alexis Sanchez, and James Tompkins. You only get three names for this.
Oh my Christ. It was James Tompkins the ginger boy?
No, he played for West Brom, no?
No, I'm sure he's the centre back.
Yeah, the West Ham.
Oh.
Bald ginger guy.
No.
He was at Palace.
Wait, who's the second name? Sorry, Tompkins,
Henry. He's at West Ham. He's that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the second
Henry
name?
Henry and
Sanchez, James Tompkins.
Henry, Alexis Sanchez. I mean, I don't know where else apart from Palace then.
Henry Sanchez.
Where would he have played with these boys?
So, I can give you a little clue.
Do we know them?
You'll definitely know him.
He's an Arsenal player.
He played at Arsenal.
Yeah.
And moved to Palace.
Moved to Palace?
Shamak.
No.
Moved to Palace? What?
Shamak played for Palace, didn't he? Or am I thinking,
he had 10 appearances at Crystal Palace.
Oh my God.
I don't think this is right. I'll go with it. And nice. Is it Flamini?
Oh, yes! Well done.
That's
good. That's really
richest
good.
Man in world football.
Yeah.
Well done.
Matteo Flamini.
That's a really good shout.
Do you know what's interesting about Flamini? Yeah? When he first left Arsenal, he left with the perception that everyone thought it was shit. But when he came back, everyone's like, wow, this is a real player.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, on that note, guys, we'd like to say goodbye. If you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to drop a like, subscribe, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Actually, do it. It really helps us out.
Yeah.
Zach, absolute pleasure.
Thank you as always,
thank
mate.
Thank you very much
for coming on. Really appreciate it. And Lewis, great job, man.
Thank you, mate.
That's okay.
Well done, guys.
Well done, everyone. See you later, everyone. Great episode, man. Ciao. Bye-bye.